Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our weekly radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Again, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Would you please open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. And let's read our foundational scripture we are using for this particular teaching. Now, my desire as a pastor is to teach the uncompromising word of God to the best of my ability and knowledge that has been bestowed upon me by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the word of God. This particular teaching was brought about behind a news article I read, which was written by Miss Jane Andrews, provided by the critical financial website entitled People No Longer Want to Go to Church. Again, People No Longer Want to Go to Church, and 17 Reasons Why. The title says people no longer want to go to church, so it suggests and lets us know that at some point in their lives, they attended some form of organized religion and church. But they decided that church was no longer a viable avenue for them and gave 17 reasons why. So would you please go to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. And we're going to read verse 15 and 16. 1 Peter 3, beginning with verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a question for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. Amen. So we are commanded by the Word of God to give an account or a defense for the Word of God. We're not going to criticize, and we're not here to condemn. But I believe as a Christian, we should answer those that are confused in their thinking in terms of attending church. I believe as a Christian, we should give an answer to those 17 reasons why they think this way. Not to be argumentative, as I said, but to do it in love and compassion. Turn to the book of Matthew chapter 9. Again, that's Matthew chapter 9. And we're going to read verses 35 and 36. And it says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. I have been moved with the same compassion as Jesus to give a response to this foolishness. These individuals who believe now they have no reason to attend church. Amen. I have compassion for them. How can anyone belong to a church and are truly born again and are spirit-filled come up with 17 reasons for not attending the church? Well, we really know the answer, but we're going to give it as we teach this particular message. It says, I want to give you a story about me in relation to a situation just like this. Because we know Satan is a liar, and he will attack you with thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Well, I attended a certain church in Los Angeles, and I was in the Helps Ministries in one of the auxiliaries there at the church. And I was there with a mutual friend of mine. I won't call his name. And he also worked in a particular auxiliary. But one Sunday, he didn't show up. So I figured he just didn't show up. He had to work, and he wasn't there. And then the next Sunday, he didn't show up either. So I asked his wife, hey, where is such and such? And she had a sad look on her face, and she said that he's not coming to church anymore because he doesn't believe the things that the pastor has been teaching us over the years. In other words, he was hearing the voice of Satan, and Satan has confused him and has deceived him to not come to church anymore. And so he left the ministry altogether. So you have to be careful, because Satan walks around as if a roaring lion, seeking who he might devour. And he calls this young man to stop coming to church. Amen. So we are going to inspect them and compare them, those 17 reasons, with the Word of God and see what it says about that. So please go to John chapter 8. Verse 32. And this is Jesus speaking, and it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. So we're going to look at these 17 reasons why these people decided not to go to church. But as I said, we're not here to be combative. We're not here to point fingers. But we're doing this because we love them and we have compassion for them. Amen. But they are going to know the truth. And if they have a sincere desire to know the things of God, then the truth shall make them free. Amen. Now, if you found Hebrews 10, let's read verse 24 and 25, our foundational scriptures. And it says, now let us consider. Now, before I read this, I'm going to be reading this from the Amplified version of the Bible. Amen. All right. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Now let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good works, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another as all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. Amen. So we see here by the word of God, we should assemble together. Why? For love and to do good works one to another. Amen. And also for worship and instruction in the things of God. Hallelujah. Now, our mutual concern for fellow believers is done within the context of the church. The first exhortation for fellow believers is done within the context of the local church. Corporate action is important within the community of the Christians, because in using the word corporate, I am talking about being united, shared by all members of a unified group. In this case, the body of Christ, the church. Individuals cannot do the work of Christ alone. Let me repeat that, because a lot of people think they're on an island by themselves, but they're really not. Individuals cannot do the work of Christ alone. That is why we need to be alert to the capacities of others. Challenging others does not just happen. It requires leaders to stimulate others to love and to produce good works. Amen. It is not enough to love. We must carry out practical outcomes as well. That's the importance of the local church. Amen. That's the importance of the local church. The next reason we will examine is spiritual fulfillment elsewhere. These people are seeking spiritual fulfillment elsewhere. That is the second reason that we're going to look at. The increasing influence of media and online world has exposed us to many new ways of life, including new spiritualities and spiritual practices. As a result, a large number of people are choosing to meet their spiritual needs through practices such as meditation and yoga instead of going to traditional church settings. Now, let me repeat that again, because this is the second reason that we're going to look at why people are no longer attending church. And that reason was seeking spiritual fulfillment elsewhere. So people have decided to leave the church because they can get their spiritual fulfillment at some other place. And what it said under that was the increasing influence of media. So media is driving a lot of people from not attending church. And the online world has exposed us to many new ways of life, including new spiritualities and spiritual practices. As a result, a large number of people are choosing to meet their spiritual needs through practices such as meditation and yoga instead of going to a traditional church setting. Now, number one, we have had media and online world exposing them to new ways of life, including new spiritualities and spiritual practices. And number two, they chose to meet their spiritual needs through meditation and yoga rather than traditional church settings. Now, they say the increasing influence of media, which is a general term for the modern channels of public information. Now, information traditionally are radio, television, newspaper, and films, but the internet is increasingly accepted as a form of media, hence the online world. Also, there is Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and all those social media forms that are part of the media that has influenced our society today. Personally, I have nothing against these new means of media because they have made it easier and convenient for us rather than for, you know, research information and research. So these forms within themselves are not bad. Let me repeat that. These forms, such as Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, newspapers, films, television, and radio, they're not bad. Just as money in itself is not bad, but they are neutral. And so of these forms, they are neutral. Please go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. These forms of new media has caused us to be able to research and find information more quickly, amen, and more convenient. And so they're neutral. So 1 Timothy 6, verse 10 says, "For the love of money is a root of all evil, of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So it says here, it says money is not actually itself evil. It is the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil. Money is neutral. It's neither good or bad. Amen. So just as money has deceived many, so have media and online forms to abandon the church. So it is apparent what they are hearing on these mediums has caused them to be influenced by them, right? Okay, please go to your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And let's read verse 16 and 17. And it says, "But they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report?" Verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing. All right, let's just stop right there for a minute. It says, so then faith comes by hearing. The scripture says that faith comes by hearing and hearing. It didn't say that hearing was negative or positive. It just says faith comes by hearing. But faith comes by hearing is acting also, as we know, on what you believe, because faith is acting on what you believe. So what you hear can have a negative effect or a positive effect on your thinking and cause you to receive negative information, cause you go off into the wrong directions. Please go to Proverbs chapter 16. You know, faith comes by hearing. And that could be the negative or positive. Proverbs 16, verse number 25. And it says this. There is a way that seems right to a man, but his end is the way of death. I'm just wondering, all these people who have decided not to attend church anymore, that they think that that is a way that seems right to them, but the end is the way of death. Amen. Now, please go with me to Mark chapter 4. I think this is going to clear up the matter about faith comes by hearing. Mark chapter 4. And we're going to read verse 23 and 24. And this is Jesus speaking. It says, if anyone has ears to hear, he says, let him hear. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. Amen. Take heed what you hear. Jesus told this because faith comes by hearing, and you will act on those things that you believe. Now also turn to Luke chapter 8, the second part of this particular scripture. Luke 8, verse 18. This is Jesus also speaking, and it says, therefore, take heed how you hear. So we see here in two instances. Number one, Jesus tells us, take heed to what you hear. And then it says, take heed to how you hear. Why, Father? Because faith comes by hearing. So we are advised to take heed how you hear and what you hear. But the question is, who is the God of this world that they are listening to? Well, it is Satan. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 3 and 4. It says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Amen. Let me read that again. Because the question I said is, who is the God of this world? Well, the scripture tells us. It says, but even if your gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So Satan is the God of this world. He's running this world system. That's why it's so out of balance in terms of the prosperity of the homeless people, of the government. All that is because it is ran by satanic forces. Amen. Now, before you start listening to those other voices, media, and the online world, you should examine what you are listening to, if it lines up with the word of God. Amen. Now go with me to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. And it says this. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Now, let's stop right there for a minute. Are these people believing these other spirits in the media form and in the online world? The scripture tells us right here, it says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many prophets have gone out into the world. Now, look, it says many prophets, not just not some, but many. It says, by this, you know, the spirit of God. It says, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So the spirit of the Antichrist is already in the world. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Amen. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. So we have to test every spirit to make sure it is from the word of God. Amen. Well, I am just about out of time, but please join us next week as we will continue our teaching on assembling ourselves together. Do not forsake the assembly of ourselves together. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.